Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, February the 2nd, 2011. Hey, it's Groundhog's Day today too, isn't it? Well, another major winter storm across most of the country. Maybe it's a little too cold for the groundhog to even poke his head out of the hole. I know it's really cold here in Phoenix this morning. It was 31 degrees an hour ago, and our high for today is forecast to be only 47. That's unusually cold for us. Well, as you might know, Kathy and I are proud grandparents for the first time, and of course, when that happens, there's lots of talk about the baby. And, you know, I was thinking the other day about some of the stories in the Bible. I even published an article about this topic because some people view many of the records in the Bible as just children's stories. You know, nice stories for the kids. Like as if it were a book of fairy tales? Well, what about adults? Any value for us in those stories? You know, the stories in the Bible are not just stories. They're not fairy tales or fables. They're accurate descriptions of real events, and many times, the details are simply mind-blowing. So why are all those stories in there in the first place? Certainly not for our entertainment, although they can be very entertaining, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is not so that we have something fun to teach the children, although those records are great to teach children. Those accounts are in the Bible for our learning, so we can learn something. There's one in particular that is perhaps familiar to almost everybody, the record of David and Goliath. And far too many people see that as just a nice story for children. Hey, guess what? Last I looked, there's no children's section in the Bible. What God had written in the Scriptures is for all of God's children, young and old. Now, I know some people say, well, the Bible's an old book and certainly not relevant in today's modern world, right? Yeah, I've heard that before. In fact, there was really a time in my life when that's exactly what I believed. But I'd like to challenge you. Consider for a minute or two the story of David and Goliath and see if you think that it could be relevant to your life today in the 21st century. You know, as a young boy, David built a confidence and trust in God. He gave credit to God in helping him to protect the sheep from the bears and the lions. You see, he had built a trust and confidence in his God. And David didn't go to the army camp intent on killing Goliath. He didn't know anything about it. He was just bringing his brothers a care package from his dad, Jesse. It was when he arrived that he became aware of the situation. He found the entire army of Israel afraid of this huge warrior named Goliath. Now, this guy was huge. I mean, he would have scared Shaquille O'Neal. Now, Goliath was out there every day saying that if any one man could defeat him, the battle would be over and the Philistines would surrender. But no one had any confidence and trust in God that this giant of a man could be defeated by one man. And as a result, everyone was full of fear. They were all allowing the facts to control their lives. But you know something? Think about it. The facts were the same for both Saul and the army of Israel as they were for David. I mean, the facts didn't magically change when David came on the scene, right? He saw and heard the same things that they saw and heard. In our lives, too, the facts are just the facts. They are what they are. It's not the facts that are stopping us. It's our reaction to the facts. How we choose to respond to the facts will determine our outcome. So when David arrived on the scene, the fear that everyone else had was a clear indication of a lack of confidence and trust in God. Now, keep in mind, David wasn't some stupid little kid who just said impulsively, "Oh, I'll go fight Goliath." And then, because he said that, God just had to do something. That's not how it works. But you see, David was the only one who chose to bring God into the situation. And because of his confidence and trust in God, he was convinced that his God was much bigger than the facts at hand. I mean, if God's not bigger than Goliath, then we're all in deep trouble, right? David was confident that God was able and willing to provide a solution to what seemed impossible to everyone else. And isn't that just what you and I need so many times, a solution? You know, sometimes in life, you and I are faced with what may seem like insurmountable obstacles, an impossible situation, a hopeless situation, and as serious as those situations may be at times, they are simply just the facts. But then the fear comes along and projects the outcome. Why do we want to project an outcome that hasn't even happened yet? You know, if someone loses their job, well, does that mean they're going to lose their house? Is this very turbulent economy just too big for our God to bring us a personal solution? I say no. You know, I love the fact that David took out Goliath with one stone. What a fantastic solution. Who would have ever considered that as a possibility? Oh, what are we going to do here? I don't know. Hey, I know. Let's take him out by slinging a stone. Yeah, right. Well, God indeed provided a miraculous solution. But keep in mind, and don't ever forget this, David, by his own free will, had to throw the stone. God didn't throw it for him. That was David's job. We can indeed trust our God regardless of the facts, regardless of the odds, or even this economy. God is still in the business of providing help in time of need, and he still has plenty of ideas that you and I have never even dreamed about. So, do you think this record is relevant to you in our modern 21st century? Is it helpful to be reminded of how fear can paralyze you? Is it encouraging to see that you can decide to put off your fears and replace them with confidence in your God? Is it great learning to see that our God can and will provide a solution? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to come back and check and see if I've posted something new, because every time something new is posted, you'll get notified personally. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. If you do subscribe, though, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day and stay warm.